We spoke about several mitzvahs which changed over the years. Today there was a bris in the Beis Medrash. So bris milah is one of them that the Gemara says that from the days of Avraham Avinu till the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they only did milah. They didn't do priya. They only cut off the thick skin on top. They didn't do anything with the ora priya, the lower membrane. And then from the days of Yeshua ben Nun on, the nature of the mitzvah changed, and now the din is more below parah, you're not yotze. And what else? Ksava, the Sefer Torah, changed. Different things changed over the years. Bichas Hamazon changed over the years. And the Rambam says everything that changed already. The only mitzvah that's left is going to change this. Vasilova, there'll be 9 Ori Miklot when Eretz Yisrael will expand all the way till Nahar Pros. So here the Gemara says on Yud Zayinim and often the mitzvah of Shechita, something changed. Machlokes Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Shmuel. So the Rambam accepts Rebbe Akiva's opinion that in the Midbar, Besar Nechira was Mutter. How can it be Mutter? It's an Avela. The Gemara says, not Nechira, so is Shechita. But then when they came to Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, when they will come to Eretz Yisrael, then the din will change. And from that time on, v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. So the Rabban explains the Chumash, just like by Kochim, you always need a shchita. The Gemara quotes the pasuk with shachetes ben abokar, that you need shchita. The Gemara says, yeah, by Kochim, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that you never said nechiras azuvi shchitasa. In the Midbar, all the 40 years, they needed dakke shchita. So now v'zavachta fachulen kasher tzivisicha b'kochim. From now on, once you come to Eretz Yisrael, you need Shechita Mamish. I think Mar asks, but if Nechirasa used to be, if Nechirasa Zui Shechitasa used to be, so why do we say that that when you shecht Achaya V'Yof, you need Kisei Adam, only if you did a proper Shechita? If you made an Avela, then there's no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. If you made Nechira, then no mitzvah. Why not? But it used to be Nechirasa Zui Shechitasa. Yeah, so the Gemara says, because it changed, given the Yitzaritza, all the Yitzaritza. The Rabban Shalom told us to change the din. And Achanami and the Midbar, when they would do Nechira, it was Nechirasa Zoi Shchitasai, so they would need Kisi Adam. But once they come to Eretz Yisrael, and Nechira is no longer, the din changes. The din, the Dora says that you need Dav Keshchita, so now you no longer do Kisi Adam. On the dam of the chayv, yeah, if he killed it, I day nechir. So then the Gemara had a shailam. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya on the second white line, on Yud Zayinim and Aleph in the Gemara. Abraham b'sar nechir shechnis and saw the moim ba'aretz mahu. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, this was yeshacht and under his hashgachet, they did nechiras azur shchitasai, and they salted it to take out the dam. And it says on the package, you have a vacuum-packed package that says, Nishchat, Nimlach, V'udach, everything under the Hashgach HaMoshe Rabbeinu. Now they cross over the Yarden, and all of a sudden the flesh that they have becomes treif. Does that make sense? Or maybe it just means that Mikar al Haba, whatever you shecht from now on, we will no longer say Nechiros HaZuvish Chitosa. But whatever you shechted before they crossed over the Yarden, when they were still in the Midbar, it was still Nechiras HaZuvi Shechitasai. So it's already Nishchat. So that's Rabbi Yirmiya's Sofek. So Gemara wanted to know, when is the Sofek? The Vishavish HaKovsha, Vishavish HaChilka. The war took 7 years. There were Lamed Aleph Malachim, Eretz Yisrael, in the middle of Europe, Asia, and Africa. That's why it's a very central location, and every government wanted to have an Achiza in Eretz Yisrael. There were Lamed Aleph Malachim had their palaces there in Eretz Yisrael. In short, Ben Nur had to wipe out all the Lamed Aleph Malachim. It says in the Sefer Yeshua, they hung them all up. They killed them all. They hung them all up, and they buried them all the same day. The Kayim Asher Kosev and Torah Moshe, that Kopetik Berena Bayom Ahu, because it says even on Meisei Yakum, there's no mitzvah kura, but in Eretz Yisrael there is, because we also Tamei Asad Moscha, that they had to bury them all on the same day. So it took 7 years, the Muhammad. Then it took Shevish HaChilka. It took 7 years till they divided Eretz Yisrael among the Shvatim, among the Mishpachas, and then among the Yechidim. So the mitzvah of Shalvuyas Bar, it's only began Trumas and Maisa, Shemitah, the Yovel, everything only began after the 14 years. So there was a din, the Pasuk says, when the Bnei Yisrael will be conquering Eretz Yisrael, they will come and find Batam Leim Kol Tova Shalom Mileisa, Voros Chatzuv Mashaloch Hatzavta, V'Yachalta V'Savata. The Jews have the right to eat and drink all of the meat, even though it's all nevela, even if it's chazer, the Gemara calls it kadvi the chazeri, even if it's a behemoth tmeya, even if it didn't have a proper tshchita, it's nevela, and drink whatever they have. They can have tevel, they can have tevel there, they can have yayin esach, the Rambam says, they can have all kinds of treifa things. So they're allowed to eat all the treifa food during the Shevish and Kopshu when they're conquering the land. After the Shevish HaKopshu, they're not allowed to eat. It's a special heter during Shevish HaKopshu. So Gemara asks, what was Rabbi Yirmiyah's suffix? Are they allowed to eat Evrei Minasar Nechira in the first 7 years they can eat Chaza Mamish? They can eat Nevela Mamish. So what's the shayla whether has a din of Shchuta Nevela? Amos, the Gemara asks, on the third wine line, when is this suffix applicable? The first 7 years, they're allowed to eat a Dovah Tomei Mamish, El Alach Mikan. So the first suggestion is, someone has a piece of meat that's around for 8 years. Very far-fetched, but they had a freezer. They had a piece of meat that was nishchat with Nechiras Zuvish Chitosai in the days of the Midbar, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, under the Hashgach of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the piece of meat is still around 8 years later after the Shevish HaKavshu was over. So now is the Shaila. In the first 7 years, they can eat the Vela. The Shaila is the next period of time. After the 7 years are up, I said, it's far-fetched. Anyone's going to have such a piece of meat. Okay. But that was the first suggestion in the Sufim. Then the Gemara says, V'yiboy Seymar, if you want to, you can say differently, L'olam Shevish HaKavshu. And maybe that heter that the Pasuk says in Dvarim, So the Gemara suggests perhaps from the Nochrim of the two Deron lo yishteri. Deron nevelus they're not allowed to eat. They're only allowed to eat nevelus v'chalta shlaloi vecho from the enemy. Deron non kosher food they're not allowed to eat. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Sofik, the Sofik was in the first 7 years. Not in the second 7 years. It's so far-fetched. Who's going to have a piece of meat that lasted for 8 years? So that was the boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. So we mentioned that there's a three-way machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban regarding that heter of kadei d'chazeri. So the Rambam writes, number one, that heter only applies to v'lad eat nevelus kishiyira de'elam ayochal, when the soldier is hungry and he doesn't have any kosher meat to eat, but if he has a choice, he can eat either kosher meat or non-kosher meat, then the heter doesn't apply. And the Ramban disagreed, Ramban in his commentary on Chumash, on that pasuk. Avotam aleim kol tova shaloi mileisa. Where is it? In Dvorim, chapter 4. So the Ramban quotes the Rambam, and he disagrees. He thinks that it's mutter even not kishir, it's a heter gomer. The second point of Machlokes is the Rambam writes, this heter applies when the soldiers are fighting any war, even Bizman Hazet. That doesn't only go on Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Whenever there's a Muhammad, the soldiers are allowed to eat. And the Ramban disagrees. He thinks, he understood from this Gemara, that it's only during the Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't apply in any war. And the third point of disagreement is that the Rambam writes that the soldiers are even permitted to drink Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach is not really a Nisar Macholas Hasuras. It's an issa that has to do with Avodah Zarah. He said in Avodah Zarah, there are four Yisurim that are Asa Ba'anoa. The Avodah Zarah itself, the idol itself, the pestle that they deify, the Noye Avodah Zarah, whatever they dress it up with, the Meshamshi Avodah Zarah, if you have an altar, you have a knife that you use to shech karbonas, you have a frying pan that they burn incense on, you have a candelabra that they light neiros for the menorah, the candles themselves is Mshamshi Avodah Zarah. And then there's a fourth Isar of Tikrubis Avodah Zarah. So Yai Nesach is also Banah because there's Tikrubis Avodah Zarah, the animal that you shecht Avodah Zarah. And then there's Yai Nesach, Tikrubis Avodah Zarah. So the Ramban in his commentary on Chumash Tainus against the Rambam, the heter only applies in the Sheva Shekovshu, and it's a heter not only kishir avela mayochal. It applies even if he's not starving for food, even if he has kosher food available, still allowed to eat the non-kosher food. But it's only a heter on macholas asuris. It's not a heter on avodah zarah. So here the Rambam says that even yai nesach is mutter to drink. Yai nesach is anisa because of tekrubis avodah zarah. How does the Rambam know that? Maybe it's only mutter to drink yain that's tevel, yain that's orlo, kloy akerim, from machol and hilchas macholas asuris. But not Yai Nesach. So it's famous from Avelvelo Soloveitchik. He thought that the three points of dispute are Roloshitosam. It's a question whether it's Oiskehalt in his Pshat. He suggested the Rambam holds that the Heter is Mishum Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is Dercha Kola Terakula. Not only Pikuach Nefesh, when there's a Vadai Sakone, and the Vadai, by violating the Avera, could ever tell the Vadai, but we pretty curve the Vadai that will save the person's life, even if it's a Svek Sveke. The Gemara says, L'holch b'pikuch nefoshes sachar harayv. You don't go basarayv, even if it's a far-fetched sakona, but people are nervous about it, and it's a far-fetched possibility of saving his life. Probably ben kovako. He probably is not really b'sakona. And if he really is b'sakona, if he really has what we think that he has, it's probably not even going to help if he rush him to the hospital on Shabbos. It probably will die. He probably doesn't have that condition, and if he has it, then it's probably not going to help a gunman Michal Shabbos. Even though you have a Svek Sveke that indicates that you're not accomplishing anything over here, still the din is that Bikoch Nefesh is Decher Kol HaTorah Kula, except for the Gimel Aver Sachem Buras, but it's Zorgi L'Rais and Shvichas Domin. So the Rambam's opinion is, that's our double thought, the Rambam's opinion is that the definition of a Sofik Sakone changes depending if you're a soldier in the army and you're fighting a battle, then kishiyira vein lamayochal. If the soldier is hungry, he doesn't have any kosher food to eat, a person is hungry, that's not a suffix sakon. He's not going to die from starvation. When he'll be hungrier, so then we'll tell him, okay, if he'll be fasting for a whole day, then we'll tell him that you better eat some food because you may die. But fasting one day is not going to die. So we're afraid. Soldiers, when they're fighting a war, any slight thing, if they're not fully, if their belly is not full and a little bit hungry, they may not fight well. I remember a few years ago, every other summer, there's another milchama in Eretz Yisrael. I remember a couple of years ago, there was a milchama in Eretz Yisrael, the middle of the summer, in the 9 days. So some of the soldiers were planning to fast on Tisha B'Av. So the chief rabbin had issued a psak, they're not allowed to fast in combat. They're not allowed to fast on Tisha B'Av. They have to be 100% healthy. If they're going to be a little bit hungry, they won't be able to fight well. And then the same summer, by mistake, they delivered in the 9 days, the Sfardim don't hope, a lot of Sfardim don't have the minik not to eat meat in the 9 days. So apparently the one who was in charge of sending all the food to the army bases didn't know that they're not supposed to send fleishigs in the 9 days. So they sent meals, breakfast, lunch, and supper, and they sent a fleishig meal. So the religious soldiers were not going to eat the fleishig meal, but they didn't have any paravan meal. They didn't have anything else to eat. So they're going to skip one meal. So the chief rabbin had a gishu apsak. They're not allowed to skip a meal. They have to eat three meals a day, and they have to eat on Tisha B'Av. You have to be fully... You have to be 100% there to fight a war. You have to be in your full seichel. You can't be a little bit hungry. So that's perhaps what the Rambam thinks. Kishiyira vein lamayochal. For another person who's not in the middle of combat, not in the middle of a war, that's not a suffix sakana. You can skip a few days and you're not going to die. But a soldier in the army, that's called the suffix sakana because he has to fight well. So that's why we allow in any Muhammad, not only Kibush HaOretz, any Muhammad, because the idea is a soldier who's fighting a war in the middle of combat, that's called the suffix Sakonim. And we even allow to drink Yayin Nesach. Why? It's not that Macholos HaSuris HaMutter. No, it's the Heter Pikoch Nefesh. So Pikoch Nefesh is Bercha Kol HaTorah Kula. except for Avodah Zarah Gilei Arayis and Shulchan Aruch. So what's the definition of Avodah Zarah? It means actually worshipping Avodah Zarah. What about not to get Hanoah from Tikrubis Avodah Zarah? That's also Yehoreg Bal Yavar. That's a famous Machloikis HaRishen. That's called Abizrayu of Avodah Zarah. Abizrayu means Isurim that are related. Let's say the famous story that was written up in the legal newspapers, that a boy was dating a girl and they went on a Ferris wheel or something?
Ski lift.
And then it came 6 o'clock, so the fellow in charge of the whole thing turned off the electricity. And they were screaming that he should let them down, and he didn't hear, and he went home. So the girl said she's not allowed to violate Yichud, so the boy was not going to go kill himself. So the girl decided, she's going to climb down the ski lift, and she broke a leg. So she sued the company. That is their fault, that she wasn't going to stay there all night. So the judge at Gepaskin, right or wrong, the judge at Gepaskin, that if they'll get a rabbi to testify that according to Jewish law, she's required to climb down, because it's Yehoreg Bal Yavar, so then the company is chayv to pay her for her injuries. So they got a rabbi to paskin that it's Yehoreg Bal Yavar, even on Abizrai. So that issue, that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. There's a steer between Kuf Nun Zayin and Kuf Nun Hey in Yerudeya. One place it says not only they say Yehoreg Bal Yavar on Avodah Zarah, not to worship Avodah Zarah to save your life, even not to get Hanoah from Tikruvus Avodah Zarah, not to get Hanoah from an Avodah Zarah. Let's say there's a boat, and the only way for me to, the Nazis are chasing after me, the only way to get to the other side of the river to use the boat, and the boat was made from Matzeh Asherah. So you're not allowed to get Hanoah from Matzeh Asherah to save your life. That's not worshipping Avodah Zarah, that's just getting Hanoah from Avodah Zarah. That's also Bahano. So that's called Abizrai of Avodah Zarah. So that's what Rav Dovler thought. The Rambam doesn't seem to believe in Abizrai. It's 2 days in Tosis. The Rambam doesn't seem to hold from Abizrai. So the Rambam says you're allowed to even drink Yayin Nesach, even though it's not really from the category of Macholas Asuras. It's an Isur, it's related to Avodah Zarah. So still, the Rambam holds that it's considered Sofik Sakonis Nefoshes for soldiers in combat, that they have to be... They have to eat well. So, Sofik Sakon is the Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Ramban Lashit also holds that it's not based on the heter of Sofik Sakon. He thinks it's a special heter only in Shebesh HaKopshu. Doesn't apply to other Muhammads. It's not because of Sofik Sakon, all the Muhammads would be the same. And it's only a Hakule Macholos Hasuris. And everything is lishitos, and that's what Vavala Soloveitchik's suggest. In the back of the Gemara, Tzvi Hirschayis, they have Heores from Tzvi Hirschayis, so he quotes the Kasha, I think the Ramban asked the Kasha, he quotes the Kasha that the Mishlah Melech asks in the Sefer Parashas Drochim against the Rambam. How can the Rambam say it's only Kishirov, the Einla Mayochal, only when the soldier is hungry, has nothing else to eat, doesn't have any kosher food to eat. So he says, isn't it against the Gemara? Because the Gemara here says, Boy Rab Yirmi, on the second white line, Evorei b'sai nechir shechnis ola oretz mahu. Should I say, since it was, they did nechiros zuvi shchitosoi during the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu, this was nishchat. So you're allowed to eat it even later, even after the shenichnis ola oretz, you're allowed to eat it. Or should we say no? Since once you enter right, so the laws of Shechit to change, even though this was B'shaito, when we did the Nechir, it was labeled as Nishchat, it was Nishchat properly under the Hashgach of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Nechiras and Zohi Shechitosa, but it didn't change as later, it was no longer considered Nishchat, now it's considered Nevel. The thing that was B'shaito considered Nishchat, now it's considered Nevel. So that was the Sofik. So Gemara asked the Kasha, what's the Sofik? Amos, when are you talking? If he should say B'shevesh HaKopsha the first 7 years, when in the middle of the Milchama, so the Gemara asked, even the Velas Mamish they can eat. So of course they can eat it. What's the Shabbos? So what was the Gemara's Kasha? The Velas Mamish he can only eat of Kishira Ve'la Mayochal. But over here, even if he has it, he can shecht an animal right now. But if you hold from Rabbi Yirmiyah, one side of Rabbi Yirmiyah, so this is Nishchat. This is Kosha L'mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. It's not a heter of Bikoach Nefesh, Shibi Zahm, Kishir, Abela Mayachum. So doesn't the Gemara seem to indicate against the Rambam that it's at the Gemara? That's what the Maariv Chayes quotes the Mishal Melech as that Kashin is safer Parashas Drochim. I think the Ramban has the Kashin, his commentary on Chumash. In Shmos, in Dvorim, Perek Vav, the Ramban has the Kashin against the Rambam. You see from the Sugi against the Rambam. So the Maariv Chayes says, En Achinami, the Gemara at that point contradicts the Rambam. But then the Gemara says, the shayla was, if you kept Eber in the Sanachira for 8 years, and now the shayla is, you want to eat it in the Shevish HaChoku. That was the first suggestion. So during that suggestion, so the Gemara Taka said that the Gemara seems to say the Feresh against the Rambam, that they had to eat the Sanachira is because of Heta. They had to eat the Velus of Trefus is Heta Gomer. Not only Kishira, the Gemara is against the Rambam. Then the Gemara says, the boy say ma, or you can say, li olam shev shakopshu. Why? Gishru lehu sholol shalob di kachovim. The only thing, the non-kosher food is mutter, if it's vachalto shlal evecha, belongs to the nochrim and Eretz Yisrael. But the two, their own non-kosher food, lo yishri. That was never hutter. So the Rambam understood in the second answer, the Rambam writes like that. In Hilchos Melachim, he writes, that there's a heter of Yifas Toyer, that the soldier was allowed to take himself on Nochris, even though intermarriage is prohibited. And even if the Nochris is an Eishes Ish, she's married to a non-Jewish husband, there's an Isser Eishes Ish over here, there's no Einish Misa. If Yisrael is Boal on Nochris, who's an Eishes Ish, it's not enough Ishus, it's a lower level of Ishus. Ishus Yisrael, if the husband and the wife are both Jewish, there's a higher level of Ishus. Ishus Menach is a lower level. So it's like a chotzi shir of an Ishus Ish. Not enough. So a Jew would not be chai misa if he's bal Ishus Ish, who's an Ochris. But still there is an Issa. There's an Issa deraisa of Ishus Ish. The Torah says that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? So Gemara says in Kiddushin, the first parable, Adibra Torah, El Keneged Yetzahor. It's only a heter because the soldier misses his wife. And we're afraid that if we're not going to allow him to be with this Yefastoyar, with this Nochris, with this Eshesish Nochris, so he's going to do the Avera anyway. So the Torah says, we'll tell him that it's Mutter. We give him a Heter. But if a soldier doesn't have a desire for the Yefastoyar, then it's not Mutter. It's only Mutter. So the Rambam understood that the same Heter, the same style of a Heter, is by eating the non-kosher food. It's kishira vein lamayochal. Ledibatol kaneged yetzahar. If you can avoid it, you should avoid it. Just like by the ifastar, if you can avoid it, you should avoid it. The Rama puts the two together in Hilchas Malachim. It says when the Jewish soldiers go in battle fighting against the enemy, so they have these two heterim, which are both shas hatchak heter. To eat the non-kosher food, kishira vein lamayochal, and the divatol keneged yetzahar. So just like the heter only applies bididu, not bididan. We're not allowed to eat our own non-kosher food. We can only eat that. We're not talking. If there's a real suffix sakonah, we would let him eat non-kosher food his own also. And we're talking. There's no suffix sakonah. The special heter la divatol keneged yetzahar. So just like it's only bididu, not bididan. So too, it's only keneged yetzahara. It's only if he doesn't have any kosher food to eat. That's the famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Rabban. In 1948, in the Mechemet HaShechrur, it's famous. There was a famous woman educated, Nechama Leibowitz. She had a brother who was a big character with a capital K. Professor Yishai Leibowitz, they say all kinds of crazy things about him, even if they're not true, but they don't say about me and you. They say he didn't like the Yonta. They say, true and not true. But he was a character. They didn't like the Yantaf of Purim. The Jews should never celebrate the victory over their enemies. So the Chazon Ish is of the opinion that if you'll be in Tel Aviv on Tezvav Ador, you don't have to celebrate Purim. If you'll be in Yerushalayim, Yudal, you don't have to celebrate Purim. So he was in Yerushalayim on Yudal and in Tel Aviv and Tezvav, he didn't celebrate Purim. So it's probably not true. Probably, they say it's probably not true, but they don't say it about Rabbi Herzog. They say it only about him. He was a character. So they say about him that when he was in the war, Mohammed HaShechrur, they had kosher food. They didn't have enough kosher food for all the Jewish soldiers. that kosher and non-kosher. He chose, he wants the trefa food. He wants the kadle de chazeri. Because he held that the Ramban is right, that you're allowed to eat even if you have kosher food available. Okay. He wanted to follow the Ramban. Gizunte. Okay.
Wasn't the Ramban only during Shabbat?
Yeah, Kibush Haaretz. So that was Kibush Haaretz. He felt that that was Kibush Haaretz. Shai. So the Gemara was commenting, this whole Gemara that we were learning was commenting on the Lashon HaMishnah. The Lashon HaMishnah was on going back to Yud, to Tezvav HaMebeis. Tezvav HaMebeis, what does it say? HaKol Shochtim, Uliyolim Shochtim, U'Bakol Shochtim. So what does it mean? HaKol Shochtim means even all animals require Shechita, even Oaf. Even though it doesn't say in Chumash anywhere, Shechita La'Oaf, but Yeh Shechita La'Oaf Menater. That's a machlag. So whether Shechita La'Oaf is only with the Rabbanon, because Benatar and the Chiras is Zui Shchitosai, or no, Shchita Lof is Benatar. Machlek Zem Rishonim had a Paschal. He said, the Rosh in the end of Yuma, the last Rosh in Yuma, quotes the Maharam Rutberg, who wants the Paschal, and Shchita Lof Benatar. That Benatar and the Chiras is Zui Shchitosai, and the Shchit is only with the Rabbon. So that's how the Gemara interpreted. HaKol Shochtim, all animals are subject to the laws of Shchita. Uli Olam Shochtim, what does that mean? Uli Olam Shochtim, you shouldn't think that only when they were in Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Akiva, the din of Nechiras Zui Shchitos didn't apply. But then when they were in the Midbar, before they entered Eretz Yisrael, it was Nechiras Zui Shchitos. So maybe after they were sent into Golus, maybe it's also Nechiras Zui Shchitos. And maybe according to Rabbi Shmuel, when they were in the Midbar, they weren't permitted to shech and eat. They had to bring karbonas. Only when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they had to eat beside Daiva. So maybe after Churban HaBayis, the Jews are sent all over the globe, so maybe, again, maybe there's no Heter Shechita. Maybe the din reverts back to what it was in the 40 years of traveling in the Midbar. So that's what the Mishnah says, Liolam Shochtim. So Rabbi doesn't like that pshat, that every phrase in the Mishnah refers to a different thing. HaKol Shochtim means all animals are subject to Shechita, even Oifes. Liolam Shochtim. Means the laws of Shechita stay the same. After the Churban HaBayis, all the dinim stay the same. U'Bakol Shochtim means Betzur B'Kanim B'Krum B'Shalkanim. So Rabbi is not happy with that. So Rabbi says, "Gad, why such a complicated pshat?" So what does Rabbi say on Yud Zayinim and Aleph? Oh, my Rabbi, Shanisa, you explained the Mishnah HaKol Shochtim. It goes on Eifes. Uli Olam Shochtim, the dinim don't change after the Churban HaBayis. Dinim stay the same as it was in Eretz Yisrael for hundreds of years. What about the phrase Bakol Shochtim, my Mishnah? How are you going to interpret that? But it's not parallel to the other two. HaKol Shochtim means all animals. All animals are subject to Shechita. The Olam Shochtim means the Hilcha Shechita don't change. And then Mekum Shalkana goes on what kind of an instrument you can use. Ihanach b'shochtim, hainami b'shochtim, hainach b'nishchotim, hainami b'nishchotim. So it's not parallel in the Mishnah, the three dinim that are one next to the other, next to the other. Elam Arav, HaKol Shochtim says twice. The opening Mishnah Dab Beis, and the Mishnah on Dab Tezvav on the Beis. So he says, Chodol Asu Yikusi B'chodol Asu Yisrael Mumer. We discussed that on Dab Gimel, on Dab Beis, on Dab Gimel. One comes to tell you that the Kusin can shecht, if he'll eat Kezayis Basar, and the other Mishnah goes on Yisrael Mumer. Liolam Shach Me'yom Me'y Balayla. Doesn't mean that the laws of Shechita remain the same even after Churban HaBayis. It means you can shecht Balayla, provided that you have an Abul Kenegdo. And even Berosh HaGag, you can shecht. And Bakol Shochtim, Shoyin, goes Be'im Betzur, Be'im Schluchas, Be'im Kurma Shalkona. Fine. It can't be with Pegimus. If you have a Sakon with Pegimus, it's no good. And it can't be Adava HaMechuber. That's how the Gemara explains. Tziporin is possible because of Mechuber. So now the Gemara is going to discuss about Pegimus and the knife. In Yiddish folklore, they tell the story about the fellow who went to get Kabbalah. Just like a rabbi needs a smicha, to be able to function as a rabbi. So the in Yerideh, Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph, the first Sif. So the Ramah records a minhag that they had in Eastern Europe, that in order for a shofet to shech, he has to have Kabbalah, he has to be endorsed, he has to have a pass an exam, he has to go to some Tam Chacham, who's going to test him to see if he knows Hilcha Shechitin, to watch whether he knows how to shech technically, if he knows how to shech correctly. So that's called Kabbalah. So the Yiddish Batlo, they tell a story about the shofet that came to get Kabbalah. So the rabbi asked him, what does it mean, Ogeris? The Gemara has two different kinds of pigimus in the Sakan. Ogeris and Mesuchseches. If it's Ogeris and it's a pigima makes an nevela, then Mesuchseches does make a nevela. So the guy says, Ogeris, that's a girl who's 12 and a half years old. So the rabbi says, so what's a Bogeris? So he says, no, Bogeris, that's a dried out fig. So the rabbi says, what's a grogeris? So he says, rabbi, I'm just coming for Kabbalah, for Shechita. I'm not coming to be tested on Kol HaTorah Kula. But obviously he didn't know anything. So that's the famous exam. He started Aladeis Gimel. Ogeris, Bogeris, Grogeris. So he did know all three. So what is the difference between Ogeris and Misuch Seches? Mara says, Ogeris is when it's like a saw, that it's like this, it goes a V. So it's going to rip. The Gemara says if you have a pegima in the sakan, it's a big enough pegima. Instead of cutting with the sharpness, it's going to rip the simonim. So that's no good. So if you shech with an ogeris, it's no good immediately. If you shech with a mesuch seches, you start it off with such a nick, that's like a V, and then you use the mashchezes, you use the sharpener to sharpen the knife. And one side of the pigima, we'll call it, one side of the V, was made into, it was rounded out and it's smooth. So you can shech with it. What if you have a knife that goes up and down, but it's sharp the whole time? There are no points where the neck is going to get caught. It's not going to rip anything. There are no corners in the knife that are going to rip anything. You're going to have the knife on the animal the whole time, shechting the neck, but sometimes it's going to be, because the knife is not the blade, the part of the knife that cuts is not straight. Part of it goes up, part of it goes down. So that's good. You can shech with that. And even if it's not so sharp, the Gemara says, it's damila sasa. If it's a little bit not so sharp, it's also good. We make it sharp. We make it sharp so the shechita should be quicker. When the Hasidim first started their movement, so that was one of the tainus against the Hasidim, that they sharpened their knives too much. What's wrong? So now everybody uses knives like that. Now all of us, everybody uses it like that. That was one of the complaints. The knives were too sharp, and it was a shaila, maybe they're not doing the shechita properly. So the Rabbanim, the Mistagna, finally gave in that that's okay. The real tainus they had the Hasidim were other tainus. That they used to roll on the floor when they were Davin Shmon Esri and jump and dance and sing, all kinds of wild practices. Holy rollers, all kinds of mishugas. But the taina about the sharp knives, the sakin belutoshim, it was too sharp, so that they finally dropped after years. So the Gemara says, Omar Rava, two lines before the wide lines on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Gimel Midas Pesakin Ogeres LeYishchem Shochish Ketosa Psula Mesuch Seches. It started off as a V, as a real pigima in the knife, but then you use the mashchezes, and one side you round it out, but the other side it will. So if you, it depends which direction you're going to shech. They're going to pull. They're going to push. So one direction they'll be ripping. The other direction they'll be cutting. So lechatchili shouldn't shecht with it because he may pull in the other direction. Shochet b'riyav, it's chitosek sheva. It's good. Ola b'yoreid, this sakin, if the knife is all smooth, there are no pegimas that are going to rip. It's not going to rip the neck at all. It's just that the sharp part, the sharp side of the knife that does the cutting, is not all on the same level. It goes up and it goes down. So that's even good lachatchil. Shecha bo lachatchil, that's not a problem. Then Gemara says, Mesuch Seches lachatchil, you shouldn't, because if you cut in the wrong direction, then it will rip. So the chatrina shouldn't shecht. If hoylo fehevi, if he cut in both directions, then he's ripping. But if he cuts in the one direction, then it's good. So then it's not a problem. Okay. Then the Gemara quotes Amar Achizna, minayin lebedikas sakim min haTorah. Where do you see in Tanakh? It's not really min haTorah chumash in Tanakh. Where does it say in Tanakh? You have to be bedik sakim. So Shaul tells the Bnei Yisrael, ushchatetem bozeh. You should come to me and I'll show you, I'll check the knife for you and I'll show you the way you're supposed to shech. So you see from there, from that pasuk, that you have to do bedikas sakim. What do you need a pasuk in Tanakh to prove that you have to be putting the knife? Came the Chindi cave, treifa, if the knife is not going to cut, it's going to make a hole in the veshet, and the kuvas haveshet, the mashu. If there's a little hole in the veshet is skin, tissue. And the corner is cartilage. The corner is the windpipe. So that's like metal. That's cartilage. And that's why the Gemara says when you want to check for pigimus, so since the second Tosfos says since you want to check both the corner and the veshet, so you have to check to see if the pigima is such that it'll rip on flesh. If it won't rip, if you check on your finger, check on your tongue, that's flesh, or your finger is flesh. So and it doesn't poke your finger, means that it's not going to rip on the veshet. And if you check on your fingernail, a tufra, then you see it's not going to rip on cartilage. Because you want to shech both the flesh, which is the veshet, is skin tissue, and you want to shech the corner, which is a cartilage. That's like the fingernail. You have to check on both. So the Gemara says, kiven d'chinikev treifa, if you're going to make a nukuvah saveshet, is b'kol shehu. A nekev in the corner is only if it's a nekev beruboy. If you have a hole in the corner less than 50%, it's kosher lechatchila. Then just take a knife and shech the animal. But you can make a nekev if you don't have a sharp knife. You may make a nekev in the corner that'll be ruba. That'll be 51% of the corner. It'll make it into either a trefa or a vela, one or the other. So then a shechita won't be good. So Gemara asks, what do you need a pasuk for? If instead of cutting it's going to make a hole because something from the knife is going to be protruding, it's not cutting, it will not be cutting with the sharpness, it'll make it a trefa. So of course, by a bedikah, of course you have to check in advance to make sure that they're shechting properly. And for the Gemara, no, I need a pasuk to teach me that you need bedikah sakan done by the rabbi, that the shechit has to bring it to the rabbi. Where it says the rabbi? That's a din of kavod tamid chachamim. That's not a din in hilchos shechita. If he didn't show it to the rabbi, said the shechita is no good. He says minayin lebedikas sakim min haTorah. He's learning out from the pasuk. Sounds like he's learning out the din that you have to check the sakim before you shech. That's a din of kavod tamid chacham. Belongs in Yeridaya. It's in hilchos shechita, but it belongs in Yeridaya. Hilchos kavod tamid chachamim. And across the pasuk that we quoted in Sefer Shmuel, that Shaul HaMelech says, I want you to show me the knife before you shecht with it. That's not the, that's only Mishim Kovat Talmid Chacham. Then the Gemara says, in Eretz Yisrael, be my Rav, in Eretz Abadke lo b'shimsha. They used to check by holding it up to the sunlight. What do you mean, hold it up to the sunlight? What does that mean? So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat, they would hold it up to see whether holding it to the sun, do you see that there's a nick and a knife? The other pshat, Rashi says, they would hold it in sunlight near the building, and the shade would cause a shade on the building, on the blackboard, whatever. So would they notice the nick in the tzel that was made on the building? Okay. Binardor. There were different cities in Babel. What do you mean, b'maya? So Rashi again has two pshatim. So one pshat, Rashi has you hold the knife with the sharp edge down, and you, like you cut a cake with the sharp edge down, so you start cutting in the water. So if the knife has a nick, if the knife has no nick, so it's going to go straight. If the knife has a nick, then you're going to see it's going to have a wave that's going to go that way. It's going to go horizontally. If it doesn't have an ikza, it won't have any wave. So that's a one shot. But kalei b'maya, they would hold it down, the blade down in the water, on the surface of the water, and if it has a pegima in a knife, then it's going to cause a horizontal wave. And according to the other pshat in Rashi, bat kalei b'maya means it's a different pshat. A funny pshat Rashi has, that you hold the knife diagonally, and you start dripping some water down with your finger. So if it's very smooth on the edge, then the water will roll all the way down. And if there's a pegima on the edge, then the water will stop by the pegima. Instead of rolling further down, it'll roll sideways. Okay. Whatever. Now they have ways of sharpening all these knives. Now everybody uses sakinim ulutoshim. Everybody uses the Hasidish knives that they were upset about in the beginning. He would stick his tongue out and he would pass the knife on the tongue, whether the tongue could his tongue feel that there's a pekima in the knife. You have to be careful not to cut your tongue. They have a hair and take the hair on the edge of the knife and to see, does it keep on going or does it get caught? If it gets caught, it means that there's a discernible pegima in the knife. They're afraid that tiny little pegima may be ripping the corn innovation instead of cutting it from the sharpness. So that's Baruch Leib, the Chutasar. Besura, Amri, in Sura, that's a city in Bovel, Sura in Pumbadisa, Nardor, and Sura they used to say, Bisra Ochla, Bisra Livdeko. Since you plan to shecht the Veshet, and the Veshet is skin, it's soft skin, it's not cartilage like the kona, so you should be bodek on the fingernail, on the finger, or on the tongue. You should be bodek on bosa. Rapapa says, no, but you need both, like Tais explains. Tzricha b'dika abisra v'yatufro. Since you want to shech the kona is like its cartilage, so you should check on the fingernail, whether the fingernail will catch the pegima. And when you shech the veshet is skin material, so that you should check on the finger, on the tongue, on a part of the body that has flesh, to see whether the flesh will notice that there's a pegima here. And then we have the gears in the Gemara about tlas ruchsa. On the edge of the knife, they would check on the bottom. You see there's no pegima on the bottom where it's going to do the cutting. Then they would check on the side, this side, and on this side. Why? Because not only can it rip the corner of the vation instead of cutting it from the sharp, not only can it rip it from the sharp part on the bottom, it can, if there's a pegima, even if there's no pegima on the bottom where it's doing the cutting, but if there's a nick on the side, on either side, so the neck is going to be touching the knife, the sides of the knife. So that the side of the knife, the pegima on the side of the knife may rip the corner of the veshet and make it into a trefa. So then the Gemara says later on, Rav Yemar, it's about six, seven lines from the bottom. Rav Yemar Oma Tufa Rabisu Tzricha, you have to check for pegimas both on the fingernail and on the flesh of the finger, because you're going to shech both the kona and the veshet. They want to make sure that neither the cartilage nor the skin material is going to get ripped over here. However, atlas ruchsa lo tzricha. He didn't require like this samoira, like rapapa, that you have to check on all three sides. Why? You only have to check on the bottom. You have to check the two sides. Aye, but the two sides are going to be touching the neck, and it may rip. May rip the neck. So that's what he says. We don't have to worry about that. Why? Milo Amar Abzeira Amar Shmuel, we learned already Le'el Dav Chesem and Aleph Liman Sach V'shog V'shchitosik Shera. Why? Aye, but the knife is going to burn the kona innovation. It's not going to cut it. The answer is no. Chidu Dekodim L'Libuna. It's going to cut it before it burns it. Aye, but then it may, when you'll be in the middle of the Shechita, the cutting before the burning, that's about the rest of the kona innovation below it. But what about the part of the kona innovation that was cut already and the knife is burning hot and is going to be touching the part of the condemnation that was already cut. That's what Tosfos pointed out in that Gemara. You see that a Nekuvas Aveshet makes a trefa even if it's Nikiv Keneged the Chelek that was Nishchat already, as long as you didn't finish the Shchitiyah. So the Gemara says you don't have to worry, even though that would make a trefa, you don't have to worry about that. Why? Because the Kashalon, we could start him. What is it up? Chidu the Kodim Lalibuna. That's the sharp part is going to cut before it has a chance to burn. But then the side of the knife is burning hot. The side of the knife is going to burn. The answer is, we could start him. The Amin and the answer is, Beisar Shchitim Mirvach Ravach. The neck is so tight, once you start cutting it, so it's going to open up like a V. So the knife is not going to be burning on the side. So just like we said over there, Mirvach Ravach, it's going to move to the side. Hachanami, Beis Hashchit, and Mirvach Ravach. So you don't have to worry about the pigima on the side of the knife ripping the kodesh innovation. It's not going to happen. So Lucheru, we should have paskan like this Rav Yemar, because we do paskan like Rav Zera Mashmul. Liben Socha Ba Shchitosik Sheira. And the answer is Beis Hashchit, and Mirvach Ravach. So it's Mirvach Ravach. You shouldn't have to worry about pigimas on the side. So Rashi says, nonetheless, where's the Rashi?
He could study.
Even though the Rav Yemer gave a good argument, just like we said already, we established on Daf Ches Mivach Ro. Afil Lohachi, Rashi says, we don't paskan like Rav Yemer. Kaimalanka Ravach, Rav Kahana, Ravashi, the Kulam Aroi, the Amri, they all say, not true. Tzvicha Bisra Vatufer, that here Rav Yemer also agreed, but Las Ruchs, you have to check on the side also. We don't paskan like, even though it's a bit of an argument, just like you say, Mirvach Ravach, the side of the knife will not succeed in burning another nekiv in the corner or the veshet. So why not say Mirvach Ravach over here? That's not going to rip it. So he says, I feel the hach, we don't accept that argument. We're afraid over here it may rip it. So you have to check on Atlas Ruchsa, on all three sides. Was it more having the bottom of Rav Huna by Rav Ketena on my Rebbe Shimon ben Lokesh? Sholosh Pegimas Hain. There are three halachas of Pegima. What are the three halachas? Pegimas Etzem B'Pesach. What is that all about? This is special din of Korban Pesach that doesn't apply to any other Korbanos. Be'etzem Lashish Brubo. You have to eat Korban Pesach. Zecher Tzias Mitzam, we became B'nei Chorin. Poor people who can't afford to eat the meat, they eat the milchiks all year long. So once a year when they celebrate that, they're free, so they're probably going to be so excited, so eager to eat a piece of meat, probably going to chew up all the bones, probably going to crack all the bones and eat all the marrow inside the bones. So that's it. Then you have to act like a millionaire in the Korban Pesach. All year long, you can act like a poor slob and chew all the bones all you want. But the Korban Pesach, you have to act like B'nai Chorin, like wealthy people, Derech Hashiras. That's Malashish Bruma, not to break any bone, not to chew the bones. Even if it's a soft bone, that's the Rambam writes, but even with the soft bone, hard bone, it's still a din. That's Malashish Bruma. So the Gemara understands, not only is there a din, Lashish Bruma, you're not allowed to chew it like that, like a poor man, you're not allowed to take a knife and crack a bone, not allowed to cut a bone. And even if you're not going to crack the whole bone, just to scratch the bone to make a pegima, it's also a violation. Also a violation. A little pigim on the bone is already a violation. That's a malasij brubo. So that's pigimas etzem epesach. Then pigimas oz mepchor, that's about a mum. That's a din and a mum. What's the din? Bechor or meiser are the two korbanas. The din is whenever a korban has a mum, whether mum oiva, mum kavua, you're not allowed to be makrivit on the mizbech. Even if it's only a mum oiva, you're not allowed to be makrivit. So what do you do with it? Say, wait till it gets better. If it has a mum kavua, a mum that's not going to get better, so then, by all other karbonas, you have to be poided, and it's yotze l'chulen, and then you can shech the chutz l'beis hamigdosh. If it's pchor meiser, these are the two karbonas that don't need any pinyon. Once it gets a mum kavua, it's mutter l'shech the chutz l'beis hamigdosh, even b'li pinyon. Yeah, what is different? Why should it be so? It's psukim in the chumash like that. Lo yimochev lo yigoel. Psukim in the chumash. There's no pinyon, not by pchor and not by ma'isa behemah. We don't have ma'isa behemah now. It's already since the days of the churban beis hamikdash. Nobody's mafresh ma'isa behemah. What are you going to do with the ma'isa behemah? You have to wait till it gets some. What do you gain by being mafresh it? You have to wait till it gets some mum in order to shecht. You can't shecht it today. It'll be shchut techutz. If you'll be mafresh ma'isa behemah, shchut techutz. So the chachamim said after the churban abayis, hey magdishim, you're not allowed to be magdish any animals. The ma'isa behemah for sure not.
There's no chiyuv to beforehand remove any possible behemoths that would have a mum from the Eider before you
your mafresh
one from
Eider? I don't think so. Some things he not machnis into the deal hisasa. What is that? That's Rabea Nirva Muktzaneva, those kind of things. Tumtama dragon, those kind of things are not. But Balimumin, I'll call nachnos on the deal. So you even bring in the Balimumin. So Bchor and Maisa are the two karbonis where there's no kedushas peh. It's kodesh by itself. Bchor is kodesh meirechem when it's born. It's kodesh, even if no one is there. The Gemara says that there's a machlekes. We pask and it's a mitzvah lahagdishoy. But it's a mitzvah on the farmer. He should declare hareiz kodesh bechor the kedushas bechorah. I say kol bchor sheyivale bchor chavtzorcha tagdish l'Hashem alakecha. So Tagdish L'Hashem L'Kech means a mitzvah l'hagdishoy to declare that it has kedusha like Shabbos. Like Shabbos is kri v'kaima m'sheish and it's made bereshis. It says, v'yvorech l'yem Hashem Hashem by kadusha isoy. Kodesh Boche, when he created the world, didn't rest it on the seventh day. And at that time, he was mekadosh all the Shabbosim of Lossi Lovah. Nonetheless, it's a mitzvah on our part. We should be re-mekadosh it. We should give it kedusha speh over and above the kedusha that it has menashamayim. Yontiv, we're the ones that make the kedushas yontiv. Bnei Yisrael put up a bezin, and the bezin decides when Rosh Chodesh should be. And even Zamanazel, we have no bezin. So the Rambam says, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, who are noyeg when Rosh Chodesh is, and the noyeg Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and so on, they're the ones who create the kedushas Rosh Chodesh. So yontiv, really, that's why some Rishonim are of the opinion, Magen Mishnah quotes, the reciting Kiddush on Yom Tov is only the Rabbanim. Reciting Kiddush on Shabbos is the Raisa. That's Zocher, Siyam Shabbos, because Zocher means Lahazikir. Not to remember the day of Shabbos, but to mention. The verb Zayin Chofresh means to remember, and means sometimes to mention. Lahazikir. So on Shabbos, the nature of the mitzvah is, even though Shabbos is Kriya V'kaima, has Kedusha Me'eleha, but it's a mitzvah that we should be Mekadosh it also. We should be Moisim Kedusha Kedushosa. So that's by Pchor, is the same thing. When it's born, it's Kaddish. And we paskin like Rebbe's opinion, Rabbi Yudah Nasi. He says that Mishanola l'abchor be'edra is a mitzvah l'hakdishai. That's the pasuk. Kol abchor she'ivala, tagdish l'Hashem alakecha. Yish a mitzvah l'hakdishai. But even if you're not magdish, it's going to be Kaddish by itself. Bchor is Kaddish me'rechem. And ma'is behem also. You don't have to be magdish the ma'isa behem. You just have to count. You have to have all the animals in the deer, in the corral. The nichnas ledil hisas. You count from 1 to 10. And let's say you only have exactly 10. And you count 1 to 9. They're all obedient. Each one goes. And the 10th one sits there. It doesn't want to walk. It doesn't go through. It doesn't have to go through. The Gemara said, if there are 11, so you have to encourage the last two. And 9 went out. And you don't know which one's going to be the 10th one. So you have to encourage them. Some animals should go through. So the one that goes through the 10th one is going to be Ma'isa Behemah. If you only have 10 animals, so once 9 walked out, so you know by process of elimination, the one that's left is the 10th one. So you know, even Yoshua Tachter, you don't have to count, you don't have to say anything. So the Ma'isa Behemah is Kodesh Me'elav also. You don't need any Kedusha Aspeh. So maybe that's connected with this. Maybe that's the reason why all other Karbonis, Chatas and an Oshem and an Oilon and Korban Pesach, everything else. You need a Kedusha Speh, a person that says, Hareza Shlama, Hareza Oil, Hareza Oshem. You have to be Magdashit. So once you are Magdashit, then if you get some Mum Kabul, you have to be Poyde. But Pchor Maisa, the din is, they're different. It says by both of them, Lo Yigoel, there's no pidyon. On Pchor Maisa, there's no pidyon. once it gets a mum kavua, it's muta v'shachta chutz l'migdash. So one might have thought, Rashi and Tosfos both point out, there Mishnayos in the middle of Pchoris, there's a whole section about what's considered a mum by a korban. What's considered a mum by a kohen? A kohen bal mum is not allowed to be makor karbonis, and a korban that's a bal mum may not be offered. And a korban that's a mum kavua, you can be poided. And if it's pora meiser and has a mum kavua, you don't have to be poided. It's yotze lechulin by itself. He's a nishchat on a mum kavua. So the Mishnayos have there, that's in yeshivas, they skip that part. The Daf Yomi people learn everything. So they have to learn in order to make the seum. So you got to learn the descriptions of the balei mum also. But yeshivas, no one ever learns that. So it says there in the Mishnayos, Rashi and Tosfos quoted, to declare that the animal is a balei mum, that you can't be makabed on the Mizbeach, that's much easier than declaring that it's a balei mum, that it's muta liptoisai, or muta lishoche, by Pchor Maisa. So here, when it gets to this din, Pigimus, so Rish Lakish says, it's the same din. Pigimus, Ozen, Pigimus, that's a B'Pesach, has nothing to do with the other two. That's a totally different din. Pigimus, that's a B'Pesach. When are you over on the din of Esmolos Ishbrobo? If you have a knife and you just make a slight Pigima in the bone, you didn't crack the bone, you didn't crack Ruba Kukulai. You didn't crack over the bone. You just made a scratch on the outside of the bone on purpose. So you run the lap. Even though you didn't smash it, you just did a haschola of a smashing by making a pekima kechagiras tziporin. The fingernail, if you go with your fingernail, just like on the knife, on the sakan shoshkita, if the fingernail will get caught, it's a pegima. So your finger is going to rip when you do shkita. So a pegima kechagiras tziporin, the fingernail will get caught, so then it's already a violation of etzem lasish brubo. That's the first din. But the second and the third, pegimas ozem bepchor, pegimas mum bekotchim, one would have thought that maybe it's not the same shear. Maybe to pegimas mum bekotchim, that can't be makaran on the mizbech, because the Mishnah in Bechoris says that there are certain mumim that it's a mum benegir too, that you can't be makravel on the mizbech, but it's not sufficient mum that you should be poida based on that, or if it's pora maisa, you should be allowed to shech based on that. So here, benegir to this mum of pigima, so pigimas ozim epchor, that it should be mutal l'shech dechutz l'migdash, and pigimas mum bekotchim, that it's possible to be makravel on the mizbech, the shir is the same, kechagiras tziporin. You don't distinguish between the two. There were other cases, but we distinguish that in order to be paid in orderly shochet, you need a bigger mum. It was the same shir, chagiras tziporin. And then Rav Chisda says, af pegimah sak. And the other one says, yeah, you're right, pegimah sak, but he's talking about kochim. All three are pegimah setzim bepesel, pegimah sozim bepor, lishochet chutz lamigdash, pegimah mum bekochim, not to be makriv. He's talking all kochim digger things. You're right that pegimah sakin for shchita purposes, but b'chulon lo kamari. So how much is it? We call him pegimosim, kidei pegimah samiz beyach. How much is that? Kidei shetach gabot tziporin. Feg mar kasha, is that true? You have a mizbeach. So there are two dinim. Rashi says, there are two dinim over here. There's one din, avadim shalayim mistibnes ha-mizbeach, the top line of Rashi. Then there's another din, the mizbeach has to be ravua, has to be a square. So the Gemara says, loy kasha ho b'sid ho b'yavna, on the fourth night. The avonim have to be avonim shleimos. The Taptos points out that's very, very hard. How are you going to get avonim shleimos? By a river, you'll find little pebbles. How'd they make the mizbech? They took a lot of little pebbles from a river, and the water flows, so the avonim are going to be smooth. The water probably has been pouring on these stones for centuries, since Sheshes Mebreshes. So all the surface of the avonim is going to be smooth. So you take several hundred avonim from a nachal, from a river. That's what Tosfos says. You have to get avonim from a chiluki avonim shal nachal, the top Tosfos. So you take all these stones, and then you take cement, and you make a mizbech that's going to be ravua. So if there's a pigima on the stone, gechagiras tziporen, that the fingernail will get caught, you can't use that stone because it's not called avonim shlemos, as a pigima in it. But if all the avonim are shlemos, and then you have the cement and you throw, you have all the avonim piled up, they would make a wooden case, they build a wooden container, and they would put all the stones in, all the pebbles, and then they would pour in cement, and everything would be ravua. How ravua was this on the Baisheni? In the Baisheni, Baisvishen was a different shit. Baisheni, the dinner has to be square. And it has to be the same place where the Mizbech was that Avraham Avinu was prepared to do the Akedah. The Rambam writes, historically, that's the same location where Adam Arishim brought a carbon. The Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, Til Mesitav Hashem Mishor Por, that's the shore that Adam Arishim brought as a carbon. And that's where Noach brought carbon, as after the Malbo Volzovo, Hare Ararot is in Turkey, where the Tevas Noach landed. But then he brought carbonus in this, and the Rambam quotes a medrash. He brought carbonus in the exact same location where Adam Arishim brought the carbonus, and where years later Avraham Avinu did the Akedah. So the Rambam writes, Makam HaMizbech Mechuvim B'Yoyser, you have to build the Mizbech the same place. You can make it bigger, you can make it smaller. It can't be smaller than Amu Alama. It can be bigger though. So the Baisheni was on the floor, on the ground, there was Lamed Beis Amos, Alamed Beis Amos. Then all Amo Vikine Sama. Then it went in Amo. So the next, they had wood, they had wooden forms, and then they poured all this, they had pebbles, and they poured all the cement in to hold everything together. It had to be Ravua. And then the next one was, instead of being Lamed Beis on Lamed Beis, it was Kine Sama here and here. So it's only going to be Lamed Al Lamed, 30 by 30. And then also, it went up a couple of bams, then it went indented again, so it's only Chav Ches al Chav Ches. So by the time you get to Tap and the Mizbeach, Tap and Mizbeach is 9 amas from the floor. And then in the four corners of the Mizbeach was square, there would be the Karnas on Mizbeach was cubes. Amo, Alamo, Alamo. So the Tap of the Mizbeach was Eser amas, that's the top of the Karnas on Mizbeach was 10. But the whole top of the Mizbeach was only 9 amas from the ground. So how big was the surface on the top of the Mizbech? Chav Ches by Chav Ches Amma. How big is each Amma? Probably 6 Tvochim. I forgot already. 6 Tvochim, 5 Tvochim. 6 Tvochim. So
half the Mizbech is
Amma Shel Kelim. Half is Kelim and half is Binyan.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. You got to know the Mishnayos. So it was gigantic. So that's not a din. When you have the cement, that's not a din of Avonim Shlemos. Avonim Shlemos, the pebbles that you use, you have hundreds of pebbles there. You throw in all the pebbles, then you pour the cement in, and the cement has to be Ravua. So if the cement is going to be Chagiras Tziporin, that doesn't ruin the Ribua. If the Avonim have Chagiras Tziporin, then it's not called Shlemos. But if the cement is missing something, you have to have a bigger chisaron than that it shouldn't be rabu. It's a different din. The Gemara has a machlokes, how much is that? Meisvei, the second line from the top. Kama begins on Mizbech, machlokes hatana. First time it says tefa, second time it says kezayis. So it contradicts the first one. The tanoim before, the amoraim before said kechagiras tziporin. The Gemara says loikasha, ho besido, ho biavno. The avodim is a din, they're two different dinim. Even is a din avonim shleimos. So if it has a pigima kechagiras atziporen, then it's not called avonim shleimos. But if the cement that you poured in is missing a little bit kechagiras atziporen, that's not a problem of avonim shleimos. That's in the cement, but that's a din of ravua. The mizbech has to be ravua, so you have to have a bit of a chunk missing, and proportionate to the rest of the mizbech, how much is missing? So 28 amas by 28 amas, you're missing a tefach in the middle. And there's 6 tefachim in the whole thing. It's in contrast to how big the thing was, it's pretty insignificant if you're missing a tefach. Ruba de Ruba is there. Ruba de Ruba of the Mizbech is there. You're missing very little. So there's a din of tefillin. Tefillin have to be Ravua. There's no din of Shleimus by tefillin. There's a din. The Gemara says in Menachas, in the Sugis of tefillin, the batim have to have Ribua. What has to be Ravua? So the Gemara says, Bitofron Ubalach Sainan. The Tfira has to be Ravua. What do you mean, Ravua? All the four sides shouldn't be rectangular shape. Shouldn't be longer than it is wide. Should be the same. But you can have what's that called? A rhombus, where all the sides are the same, but it's not 90 degree angles in the corners. Here you're going to have less than 90 degree angles. Whatever you're missing over here is going to be more over there. So if you have a square, but it's on a tilt, that's not kosher. That's if you have tefillin, that's on a tilt. All the four sides are equal in length, but the corners are not 90 degree angles. That's possible. So what has to be Ravua? So the Gemara says, B'tofron u'balachsan. Alachsan, it means it should be a square as opposed to a rhombus. And tofron means it's not enough that the bias, the bottom of the bias should be square. The leather part, indeed the tefiras have to be square as well. What exactly has to be square by the leather part? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, there are four things that have to be square. They have... The bottom has to, let's say here. Here's the tefillin. So the bottom has to be square. This is rectangular shape. Bottom has to be square. Then the tefillah has to be square. Then where the bias protrudes, it sticks up, the bottom of that should be square. Then the top of that should be square. You need all four have to be square. And if one of them is not ravua, then it's posel. And even if when you started off, when you were bar mitzvah, you started off with a kosher pair of tefillin, and the square shape got a little ruined. So by tzitzis, the Gemara said, there's a din of gardume. If you start off with tzitzis, that were long enough, and then after you wore it once, some of the strings tours no longer has the minimum length. So that's a din of gardume tzitzis. That's good. So the Gemara says, there's a kula of gardume. Gardume means snipped off. Gardume is acceptable a little bit to a certain extent by tzitzis, because tzitzis is only tashmishe mitzvah. But because tefillin is tashmisha kedusha, so there you don't have that leniency. So even though you started off with tefillin that were merubayim, later on it's no longer merubayim, so it's not kosher. It's in Shulchan Aruch. It's not the chumah for nachrayim. Mechaber quotes it from the Gemara. It's a Gemara Menachos. There's no din of gardume by the tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah there in Hilchas Tefillin wants to know how big does the pigima have to be in the tefillin that it should passel, that you should say it's not ravua? So if you're going to make a parallel to Mizbeach, the Mizbeach was 28 amas by 28 amas on the top of the Mizbeach. And if you're missing a tefach, it already ruins the ribua. Wow. A tefach out of 28 amas. 28 amas, each am has 6 tefachim. So it's pretty insignificant. So the tefillin are much tinier. Tefillin are mamish 2 inches by 2 inches. It should be a mashu. If you have a mashu of ruining the ribua, should also be chagiras atziporim. I don't know. The Mishnah tries to figure out what's the shear. He tries to make a parallel between the din of ribua here by the mizbeach and ribua by the tefillin. It's a question, because the Gemara doesn't give a shear by tefillin. Well, just gives a shear here by mizbeach, ribua of the mizbeach. Then the Gemara tells a story. What's the din if a shochet is a wise guy and he doesn't not maris akinu lechochem? The Gemara said before it's a din mid the rabbanon. Rabbi Yechanan said lo amar laharis sakin lechochem el pnei kodesh lechochem. Gemara said the din is only mid the rabbanon. The pasuk in Shmuel is only cross machta bialma. I'm shim kodesh lechochem. So what do you do if the shochet is a wise guy? He doesn't show the sakin to the chochem. So there's an inyan of nidui. Rashi quotes, Menadem al kvod hara, bibrochas perik misha meso, daf yitesam et al. The Rambam has all the dinim of nidui in Hilchas Talmud Torah. He said, there's a din of mitzvah to learn Torah, then there's a din to be mechabit tamir chachamim. If one is mevazet tamir chacham, that's the main din of nidui. One who violates a din de rabbanim. Epstein, the Rambam says one violates an aver the rabbanon. Kavuchaymer violates a din deraisa. Why is it kavuchaymer? The Rambam sounds like he's saying the main din of nidu is like Rashi says here. Min adam al kvod harav, because you mevazet tamid chacham, you violate din of the rabbanon. The person is not going to wash until tillus yadayim. Tillus yadayim is only with the rabbanon, so you menade him. If he violates something on a level of the rabbanon, why should you say kavuchaymer? If he violates a din deraisa, it's a problematic Rambam. Hilchos Talmud Torah should be only din of the rabbanon. That's an issue. So here, this whole din of to be maris akina lachacham, shum kvodu shachacham, is not really something lacking in hilchos shchita. So that's why if one doesn't show the sakin to the chacham, he deserves to be put in nidui. And that's all you're going to do, just put him in nidui. The Gemara says, no, we want to penalize him. Nidui is pretty bad. Nidui is bad enough. There are either two or three levels of nidui. There's nidui, cherem, and shamta. So some shalim hold that cherem and shamta are the same thing. Others hold that there are three levels. Each one is worse than the other one. And it's a curse. The Gemara says the word cherem is the same letters as ramach. It's not a balaturim, it's a Gemara. Gemara said the word cherem is the same letters as ramach, a curse that should seep into the ramach ivram, the person should drop dead. And when the person is put in cherem and he dies, the relatives do not observe avelus, it says in Shulchan Aruch and Yerudeya, because we consider him like Haruge Bezin. We attribute his death to the curse that the rabbis placed upon him. And then it says, Mishameis beniduya Bezin soklam esarono. They took the Aron, they would take the Aron and put a big slab of stone on top to indicate, said the Shulchan Aruch, to indicate that he deserved to get skila. Skila is the worst of all the Arba Mises Bezin, to demonstrate that he deserved skila. And that's why the Haruge Bezin, the relatives are Emes Ablam Olam, so you're not allowed to, if a person Mishmeiz Benidu, you don't observe Avelis for him. Wow, it's quite a serious thing. So there's Nidui is a lower form of a curse, and cherem is worse, and shamta is either identical with cherem or a deeper degree of a curse with more chumras. If the bezin wants to, they can also say that the one is in cherem, people shouldn't talk to him, excommunicate him. But that's not the main part. That's the icing on top of the cake. That's an addition. That's not the essence. The essence of the nida cherem shamta is a curse. Is a curse that he should drop dead. So the Gemara says, that's all you do. A shechet who's a wise guy, and he doesn't marry sakina lechacham, that's all you do is just put him in nidui. The Gemara says, no. You announce that his flesh is makrizin and abisrei, the trefa. You announce in public that it's trefa, so the Jew shouldn't buy it. We penalize him not only begufo, we curse him that he should drop dead, we penalize him that he should lose money, that he shouldn't be able to sell it to Jews as kosher meat. Kosher meat is more expensive than the vela meat, trefa meat. He's going to sell it to the goyim. But what happens if the fellow was not maris hakein lachachm, and then turns out, we checked the knife, turns out that it had pegimus, and it really wasn't a vela. So then the Gemara says, that's all we're going to do. We're going to put him in nidui, and we're going to announce that everything that he shechted wasn't a vela. That's the same punishment we give to the one who was nimtzeh sakein yofeh. So here, the Gemara says, we're going to punish him more. We want to see to it that he shouldn't even be able to sell the flesh to non-Jews. So the Gemara says, "Hecha deloy nimtzeh sakino yofa memasmas lebe proto." You take tzoya from a behemah and you rub it into the flesh. To penalize him, he shouldn't even succeed in selling the meat to a non-Jew. Which non-Jew is going to want to buy the meat that smells like tzoya? The Gemara tells, once upon a time, there was a shechet, and he was not so sakin, he didn't show the sakin to the chacham. So, and the chacham happened to be Rav Bar Chinina. So he put him in shamta. Shamta is worse than nidui. The Gemara before said, Shamtina le Rashi quoted the Gemara Brachas, Menadim al kvod Rav, nidui is the lowest form. And Shamta is the highest form. There's a machlekes rishonim whether that's the third or the second. Shamta and Cherem are the same, or Shamta is worse than Cherem. But here they put him in Shamta, that's the worst you can get. So, and then they announced that no one's allowed to eat his meat. So he just lost his whole parnasa and had little children. So the Chacham himself, Rabbi Bar Chinina, who was the one who put him in Shamta, in the Avrei, and he fired him, and he announced in public that no one should eat his meat, it's all treifa. So two Rabbanim visited his village, Mar Zutra and Rav Ashi, and this Chacham, Rabbi Bar Chinina, said, look into the case, find out whether we should really punish him like that or not. La'ainu Rabbanon b'milsei, please, you two rabbis, Mazut Ravashi, look into the case, the Tolabe Tafli, because he has little children and I just ruined his whole parnasa. What's he going to do for a living? How's his children are going to starve to death? So he said, look into it and pass him whatever you want. He authorized them to take over the case. So Bodka Ravashi the Sakine, Ravashi checked the knife that he was using without showing the Chacham, and it was good. So he said, he announced in public they're allowed to eat the meat. So Mazrucha was the other one with Rav Ashi. And Rabbi Bar Chinina that told them, look into the case. So he says to him, how can you paskin against the rabbi? Rabbi Bar Chinina that fired him. And he said, you put him in Shamta. And he said, no one's allowed to eat his meat. You can't rely on him. How can you go against the Psak of the Chacham? Well, Lechishma Lesova, you're not concerned about the covet of the older rabbi of Rabbi Bar Chinina? He's the one who put him in Chem Amalei. No. He says, Shlichus Kavdina. No, he told us to look into it. He said, we should take over. Whatever we think is proper, we should paskin. So I think that it's proper in this case to make an exception to the rule. Make the guy promise that he's never going to shecht again without Maris Akina Lechacham and Shoin. Then the Gemara before the Mishnah just goes through the dinim. We already discussed this when we learned the Mishnah on Tezvav on the base. If you shechet bishinayim, if you have two teeth, the teeth are always, there's a slight separation between one tooth and the other. Some people have lost some of their teeth, so it's a big separation. But even if he didn't lose any teeth, the teeth are next to each other. But the separation, that's like a pigimus. If you take the jaw of a dead person, a mace is also about no. See, you shouldn't take from a Jewish dead body. Mace Yachman, strictly speaking, Amuta Bahano, okay. But in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama recommends you shouldn't get Hano from Mace Yachman either. He gets it from the Rishayim, a Chumer Midirabon. So Rashi over here says either from a mace, from a human mace, or from an animal mace. Yeah, we're not going to use a human mace. We're going to use an animal mace. So if the teeth are still attached to the whole body, that's called mechuber. So that even b'diavad shechitas avel. But if the teeth are only attached to the jaw, holding it together, that's not called, and the jaw is detached from the rest of the body, that's not called mechuber. I consider the jaw like a handle on a knife. That's not called mechuber. But if you have more than one tooth, and you're going to shech with both teeth, then the slight space, the slight gap in between one and the other, that itself is a begima. The Gemara says, Habachod, Habatarte. If you have one tooth and you fiddle back and forth with the one tooth, that'll be a good shechita. Because even if you have a knife that's only half an inch wide, and you keep on fiddling back and forth, it'll be a good shechita. It's very hard to do it. But if you have tarte, if you have two teeth, and then you're going to shech with both of them, so there's going to be a begima in between, that'll make it an avela. And then the Gemara says, by Tzipor, where there's only one toenail, if the toenail is attached to the whole leg is all attached together, that's called mechuberis, even though it's not mechuber lekarka, mechuberis to the rest of the animal, to the whole leg. But if you detach the foot from the leg, it just the toenail is attached to the toe, or maybe even to the whole foot, but not to the whole leg. So then I call that tlusha. Then I treat the foot or the toe as a handle for the toenails. I say shchitosek sher. Mechuber means it's attached. This mechuber attached to something more than a handle, but it's attached to the part of the body that you can consider a handle, makes it easier to hold it. That's not called mechuber. Okay, very good. The bottom mishnah is important. Okay, maybe we'll lean at it tomorrow. We'll have to try to do the next mishnah. It's important tomorrow. And then after we finish Hagrama, that's going to be the Chumash Hashchita. One of them is Hagrama. That's going to be the next meeting. So we'll learn part of the Gemara. We're not going to learn the whole thing. Learn the part that's relevant in Yeridaya, and then we'll go to the second, to the beginning of the second parak. The end of the first parak is important dinim, but has nothing to do with shchita. Shchitas kachim, they're different miscellaneous dinim. Tomorrow night I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, so I won't be able to give shiur every day. I'll try to.